News Time 7:39. A look now at your Triple Team traffic with Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, it's emergency traffic at this point. We've got a couple of big crashes causing huge headaches. We had no traffic slowing at all for the first couple hours of the drive, and all of a sudden it's turned into a rough one. One crash northbound at 106 South on I-15, and a KSL traffic trooper Tanya telling us about a stalled vehicle at 123rd that's adding to the delays. So from Point of the Mountain to 106 South, that's about a 20-minute drive at the moment. Good news after that is you get back to the full speed limit into Salt Lake. Holly?
Still have that crash on Redwood Road northbound. This is right past Camp Williams. All lanes are open, but cars are getting over to the left lane to give them some space. The rest of your Utah County drive, it's in great shape. I-15 Provo moving northbound to Lehigh, and Tippinogas Highway, it's a clear shot westbound to I-15. Eric?
Emergency vehicles have arrived for that southbound accident as you go from North Salt Lake into the downtown area, and that's of course causing some extra congestion and slowdowns. Right now the brake tapping begins once you get up to about 400 North and Bountiful, and you really don't get clear until you get to the downtown area itself. I-15 from Ogden southbound all the way to Centerville, that on the other hand is in pretty good shape this morning. Plan your greater escape to the Utah Shakespeare Festival featuring performances of Broadway hits like Mary Poppins or Shakespeare classics like Much Ado About Nothing, plays, green shows, and more. Visit bard.org. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.